just one halakha on the laws of sisit that we are studying. Number one, the correct way to say the beracha is Asher kedeshanu b'mesotav v'sivanu lehitatef b'sisit. Under the bed there is a sheva. Not like some people say and some books have a mistake. It says lehitatef b'sisit. What is the difference between b'sisit and b'sisit? Grammatically, when you have a patach in the beginning of a word, like the case of basisit, the patach replaces the letter he. So basisit would be as if it said behasisit. And hasisit refers to the sisit, the specific sisit, specifically referring to the sisit of old, where they used to have the tcheret, where they used to have the blue string. And therefore today, since we don't have a tradition for the tchelet, so therefore to say behasisit would not be proper. So we say besisit, with the sisit, which means the sisit just with the light strings. Last but not least, a question was asked, if some people come to the minyan together, and there's five or six people, let's say, and they're all going to put on their talet simultaneously at the same time, can one person make the beracha that atif b'sisit for everybody else and let everybody answer amen, and then they all make the atifa? According to the halakha, not only is that permissible, that it is probably preferable. Because the law says berov am hadlat melech, that when you do the mitzvot collectively and together, it is more appropriate. The only reason why you don't see it done today is because then you're going to run into problems. The guy might not have kavanah to be motzi, or the guy that's putting on his talit, the friend is not having kavanah to be yotze, or if there's a lot of people, they might not hear the beracha correctly. So we don't practice it in reality, but in theory it is the proper thing to do. Actually, Maran in Shulchan Aruch does bring it down, and the poskim do say that if one wants to do it, people know what they're doing, they can certainly put on their talit with a collective beracha by one and everybody answering amen.